NPR's business news starts with more legal trouble for J.P. Morgan. In New York, prosecutors have unsealed charges against two men they say are responsible for concealing a $6 billion trading loss at the nation's biggest financial institution, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. The man who made those trades was dubbed the London Whale, but as Ilya Meritz of member station WNYC reports, he's not the one who's being charged.
Instead, the defendants are Javier Martin Artajo, a Spaniard, and Julian Grout, a Frenchman. Both men worked mainly in J.P. Morgan's London office, in a unit that traded complex derivatives. Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney in New York, says this was a very lucrative business.
Generating approximately $2 billion in gross revenue, it was profitable until 2012, when things began to go south in a pretty big way.
The losses mounted quickly, and instead of truthfully reporting these losses each day to regulators as required under U.S. law, Bharara says the defendants cooked the books, hoping things would improve. They didn't. J.P. Morgan Chase ultimately lost $6 billion, and CEO Jamie Dimon was hauled before Congress to explain why his bank had engaged in risky trades just a few years after the financial crisis.
This portfolio morphed into something that, rather than protect the firm, created new and potentially larger risks. As a result, we've let a lot of people down, and we are sorry for it.
Neither Dimon nor J.P. Morgan was named in the indictments. As for the men charged, they're outside of the U.S. and haven't been arrested. Martin Artajo's attorney says he will be cleared. Bharara says the lessons of this case are disturbing.
We happen to live in a time where not just one bank, but one trader within one bank can do catastrophic economic harm in practically the blink of an eye.
So what about the man who made those trades? The so-called London Whale, his name is Bruno Ixel, is safe. In exchange for his cooperation, Ixel has immunity from prosecution. The authorities say there's evidence he disagreed with his boss's risky trading strategy. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meritz in New York.